I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call. Have you ever been trapped in a long checkout line at the grocery store? I was many years ago, and the line was so long, we got to know each other, exchange telephone numbers and email addresses, and of course, we perused the magazine rack. There was one magazine that caught our eye, and the question on the front cover said, "How do you know when he or she is using you?" So we decided to answer some of the questions, and they went something like this. When the two of you go to the movie and he's all over you, but when you go to the mall where his friends are, he acts like you have the chicken pox. True or false? You're at the mall when you spot him or her hanging out with a crowd that you don't particularly know. Does he introduce you as his friend? Or does he go ahead and title you? You're the girlfriend. Or between dates, does he treat you like the queen you really are? Or does he treat you like the invisible woman? I mean, you're really excited about this guy, but he begs to keep the relationship a secret, true or false? After we went through all of the 25 questions and added it up and everybody's trying to figure out who was used and who was not used, I finally decided to tell my new friends in line what magazine I was reading the questions from. And the magazine was 17, which is dealing with a slightly younger population than all of us in line. So I started to think, suppose this quiz was written for 27 magazine, or 37 magazine, or 47 magazine, or 57 magazine. How would the questions go? Are you ready? How do they treat you between paychecks? Like the queen you are, or the invisible woman? True or false? And the only time you really see him is around payday. True or false? When they take you out and it's time to pay for the evening, is he willing to pay for everything, but then expects another kind of payment in return? True or false? Or ask you out on a date and always seem to forget their wallet, their checkbook, or their credit card? True or false? Does he tell his friends the reason why he lives with you is because it's in a better location for him to job hunt and use your car while you're at work? True or false? Does she keep your relationship a secret, and does she fail to introduce you to her family and friends? True or false? Or is he only interested in one thing, my sister, and it has nothing to do with your intellect, your character, or your personality? True or false? Whether you're male or female, there are a few experiences in life that each of us hate, and all of us hate to be used. All of us hate being at the service of someone else who has absolutely no regard for you personally. And here you are in a relationship thinking it was your pleasing personality, your friendly nature, your openness, your honesty of opinion, your willingness to share, your compassion, your character, or whatever. But here you are thinking it's the real deal, and all they're doing is using you. Deidre Martin, the author of the article in 17 Magazine, writes, when you add up all the points and you find out perhaps the one you're with just might be using you, this is what Deidre suggests. She writes, it's time to hop aboard the reality train and take it to another station. That right now you're seeing a total user. Not only does he exhibit user traits like ignoring you or trying to keep the relationship a secret, but he also has the warmth of a rattlesnake. In other words, they don't really care what happens about you or your life. They're just concerned about what's going on in their life. She suggests that you need to find somebody who would treat you the way that you need to be treated and loved. Aren't you glad God loves you? None of us are exempt from the tricks and traps of life, but there is good news. Greater is he that is in me than he that is within the world. Be willing to let the Lord be your matchmaker, and be willing to ask God to bring closer those who are meant to help you and drive away those who will use you and hurt you. Don't throw your pearls before swine, male or female, and don't take up residence with them or give them more than they deserve. Ride the reality train in the right direction. God's word will be a lamp unto your feet and a light to your path. I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call.